Musik aus Kopenhagen von Calvi, Burnout. Und der Mann hinter Calvi ist Sänger, Songschreiber und Produzent. Mick Thibault hat früher unter seinem eigenen Namen Platten rausgegeben und für andere produziert auch. Dabei kommt er auf mehr als 15 Jahre Erfahrung. Und heute Nachmittag war er hier bei uns zu Besuch und Siri Keil hat sich mit ihm unterhalten.
Calvi, you're my first face-to-face artist interview during this Corona Festival. And I need to know from you, did they tell you anything, instructions for you, how to behave on stage, like breathe less or move, don't move, or too much, or sweat as less as possible?
I think I'm allowed to sweat a lot. The thing is that the audience can't move too much. Some places I've played during this whole Corona thing, they're not allowed to sing along, even though they really want to. That's kind of strange. But given the direness of the situation, I'm just really grateful to be able to perform at all.
Also er ist froh, überhaupt auftreten zu können, aber er beschreibt auch die schwierige Situation, auch für die Frage hin, ob es irgendwelche Auflagen gab, ob er sich auf der Bühne weniger stark bewegen soll, sagt er, nee, ich nicht, aber ich weiß, dass das Publikum Auflagen hat, nämlich sich nicht viel zu bewegen und ich darf schwitzen auf der Bühne, das Publikum aber möglichst nicht. Also alles eine sehr, sehr seltsame Situation. You've been playing Burnout as the first song of today. I played it to a lot of people, and the first thing they thought is like, this is an original old song from the 60s. How did you make it sound that way?
In the studio, we have like a lot of processes that we go through. First of all, we record, everything is based on 8-track tape recording. We have an old Studer from Austria, I think. And so we record like the basic tracks for a song to 8-track. And that there's like this dogma that if we can't make a song work as a trio, the song's not good enough. So it's something I'm definitely going for.
How is the discussion in Denmark about the coronavirus threat with bands and in the music industry in general? Does everybody like here, like over here, send SOS too? Like they're really endangered?
Yeah, I think the situation is bordering on catastrophic by now. I've been so fortunate this year, even though I've had my whole summer canceled like everyone else, but I had a big breakthrough in like January, so my songs have been playing on the radio, and that's just kept me above water the whole year. I've been so fortunate, but a lot of people are suffering. They are closing down their businesses, and it's really, really hardcore. It's hard times.
Es ist für alle Beteiligten extrem schwierig und eben auch für die Musikerinnen und Musiker, auch in Dänemark selbstverständlich. Talking about your album that you released last year.
3 singles out, that's it. The first album still to come.
Did you postpone something because of Corona?
We definitely did. Absolutely. Because there's so much work to do promotion-wise when you release an album. And if everything's closed down, you just can't do it. And the amount of work we put into this album, it would just be a bloody waste to see it go down with the crisis. So yeah, we postponed it.
And the songs on the album, are they sort of like inspired of this situation or anyway? What inspires you anyway about on writing your lyrics?
I write about my personal experiences. On the coming album, the songs that are out now, there are the 3 songs out. 2 of them is about trying to explain. There's a certain point of life where you just realize you can have all the dreams you want and you can aim for the stars, but at the end of the day, it's your everyday life that has to be cohesive. And if that doesn't work, nothing will. So that song is about that. And Burnout is a song about my personal experience with anxiety and like me trying to write a snapshot from when I was at my personal lowest. So that's like, this is my feeling of being completely burned out. And then I have a 3rd song out called The Million Dollar Song, which is about the super rich and what they're doing to our society. I didn't play that here today. So I write about my life, basically. That's what I try to do.
Also Calvi schreibt über sein Leben, beziehungsweise aus seinem Leben. Er beschreibt aber auch Alltagssituationen, die ihn inspirieren, zu den Texten, die er dann vertont. Und so wie im Beispiel Burnout. Das ist tatsächlich ein Burnout, den er selber hatte, ein Breakdown. Und gleichzeitig gibt es dann aber auch Songs, die einfach von dem handeln, was einem der Alltag diktiert. Und die Situation, die wir jetzt haben. Es kommt ein neues Album, aber es wird noch nicht verraten, wann. Und es wurde bis jetzt nicht veröffentlicht, weil es das Corona-Jahr, es wäre eine Verschwendung gewesen, jetzt schon Veröffentlichungen zu machen, wenn es eigentlich gar keine Möglichkeit gibt, sie richtig zu präsentieren. Kalbi, thank you so much for spending time here, for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Der dänische Sänger Kalbi bei uns zu Gast in der Backstage und jetzt hier eingespielt für uns der Song The Everyday Bit.
Monday comes sneaking up on you and strikes with fear, still nowhere near where you should be in your life.